I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 27th. Senator Ed Markey is scheduled to bring his Leads and Delivers bus tour campaign to Quincy today. Markey will attend a Get Out the Early Vote rally at 11:15 outside Quincy City Hall with Senator John Keenan of Quincy. Markey will also make stops today in Braintree and Cambridge before heading to Falmouth and Hyannis. Markey is facing a challenge from 4th District Congressman Joe Kennedy III. Quincy remains in the green category in the coronavirus crisis. The latest numbers from the State Health Department show there are 5 new cases of the virus in Quincy and 15 active cases. The 2-week daily new case average in Quincy is 3.1, and the 1-week daily new case average is 2.4. The death toll of 135 has remained unchanged for almost 6 weeks. 4 Quincy school building projects will be receiving some state reimbursement. The Massachusetts School Building Authority has approved the projects at the Atherton Howe, Beechwood Knoll, Marymount, and Wollaston Elementary Schools. The projects were part of the state's accelerated repair program that included repairs to school roofs, windows, doors, and heating systems. Early voting continues through tomorrow at Quincy City Hall. Voters may cast ballots from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Face masks are required, and social distancing will be enforced. Voters should bring their own black or blue pen and a clipboard if they don't want to use the voting booth. Identification is also required. Absentee ballots may be cast at City Hall through Monday at noontime, and mail-in ballots are due at City Hall by Tuesday at 8 p.m. Mail-in ballots may be placed in a drop box outside City Hall. The Boston Cannons Major League Lacrosse team will bring their 2020 championship trophy to their home field at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy today. The public is invited to view the trophy from 11 to 2. However, only 50 people will be allowed into the stadium at one time, and everyone must wear a face mask. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 27th.